Sir, could you state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Ramon Barrera, 265-475.
Okay, Mr. Barrera, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. Sir, the chair of the board, Dr. C.T. Wright, has authorized a two-panel member for the purpose of conducting revocation hearings, sir. Today, you have the Honorable David Neal and myself. I'm Michael Johnson, sir. I will be acting as your panel chair. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Sanders, sir.
Okay,
sir, prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today, sir. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Sanders in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Barrera, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether they are either true or false, or either, sir, you can take the fifth and remain silent, because I see that you do have a police department booking number as well as a DR number on this report, so that any information that you say here, this proceeding is being tape recorded, and the prosecutor can at any time, if they want to use it or desire to use it, ask to have a copy of this hearing, sir. So you can either...
Yeah, and on that DR number, I noticed that on the summary, you guys have it down as a class 4 felony, and on the DR number, it should be a class 6, not a class 4.
Okay. Well, let me go through it, sir, and then we'll work on
it. All right.
Okay. All right, sir. So the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your failure to report contact law enforcement agent to your assigned parole officer within 24 hours on or about July 28, 2017 after the arrest by Phoenix Police on or about July 27, 2017. Sir, is that true or false? Or you want to take the fifth?
No, it's half and half. I did call my PO, but he wasn't there. I talked to somebody else, and I had went to go see my PO on a Monday.
Okay, so...
I do agree. I did not tell him I had police contact, because I had just got out of the hospital. So, yeah, I guess this is true.
Okay, so the second allegation states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in physical assaultive behavior on Josephine Montoya by kicking the bathroom door in and throwing Josephine Montoya down into the bathtub, delivering close fist strikes to her face and strangling her with both hands till she had difficulty breathing while she blacked out on or about September 7, 2017 at 11227 West Campbell Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false? Do you want to take the bill?
Oh, that's false. Because we were arguing, it was an argument, but there was no physical, no nothing. If anything, they could say it was aggressive behavior because I was arguing with her, but there was no physical contact whatsoever for it to be an assaultive behavior.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Sanders, and have Mr. Sanders give us some additional information, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Sanders.
Allegation 2, 9/7/17 at approximately 16:31 hours, Phoenix Police Department officers Wilson and Magnus were dispatched to a domestic violence call at 1127 West Campbell Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, 85037. According to Phoenix Police Department Incident Report Number 2017-157-4412, dispatch advised that a third party was reporting the incident, which was in progress upon arrival. Officer Wilson, badge number 10177, and Officer Magnus, badge number 9399, noticed that the garage door was open and shattered glass was visible along the entire garage floor. After several knocks and directives from the police officers, offender Ramon Barrera opened the door. They asked who was in the residence, and he stated his girlfriend. Then they asked to speak with her. Senator Barrera went inside and came out about 5 minutes later with Josephine Montoya. Josephine had visible swelling to both sides of her face, with blood coming out of multiple cuts and abrasions on her face. According to the incident report, Senator Barrera was immediately detained at approximately 16:58 hours. The report stated that Josephine Montoya and the offender got into an argument over her having one of her friends come over to the residence. Josephine then advised the offender that she was leaving him and went into the bathroom to get some of her things. The offender kicked the bathroom door in and threw Josephine into the bathtub. He then proceeded to deliver close fist strikes to her face and strangled her with both hands for approximately 30 seconds until she blacked out for an estimated 10 seconds. Josephine also stated that she had difficulty breathing. The offender then left the residence in his car and was gone for approximately 20 minutes. When he returned, he proceeded to smash his own television, four of them, on the garage floor, which was covered with glass from those televisions. Josephine stated that the assault continued off and on for approximately 20 more minutes. When she tried to leave, he threw her to the floor. Josephine refused x-rays and was transported back home. After being treated, offender Barrera requested an attorney and was arrested for aggravated assault, domestic violence, impeding breathing, a class 4 felony. Follow-up. Offender Barrera was placed in a squad car and Josephine was escorted to the driveway along with her 6-year-old daughter. Phoenix Fire Department arrived to treat Josephine's injuries. Josephine had additional lacerations on her right knee and ankle from the shattered glass and was experiencing soreness in her back from being thrown to the ground. Josephine refused Phoenix Fire Department transport and agreed to allow Phoenix Police Department to transport her daughter and her to Banner Astoria Hospital, where an interview was conducted. The offender was arrested and transported and booked into the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, 4th Avenue Jail. End of report.
So what's false about that, sir?
Well, honestly, basically the whole thing is false. You know what I mean? Because I never hit her. I never told her she couldn't leave. The house is mine. You know what I mean? That's my house. Uh-huh. But I'm not close to that house. I'm paying the bills and everything because my daughter is there. That is not my girlfriend. And I don't know if maybe she's trying to get out of her being arrested herself for whatever reasons. I don't know, but I'm not going to go further into that.
Okay.
But I did not hit her. I did not choke her. And I did not hit her with close strikes to the face. You know, and she wasn't even bleeding nowhere. She had no lacerations. She was not. If anything, her face was puffy because she's crying. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And basically, I did. The summary, what he's reading off of is a summary and a report based off of a police report that was written by Phoenix Police. You know what I mean? They're making it sound like I've been already trialed and I have been found guilty for all these allegations. It's all just speculation, it's an allegation. There's not no trueness to this. And I'm not saying there's falseness to it either. It's not proven. And basically, whoever wrote it, was either Chris Ramirez or I don't know, the other dude's name that wrote it, but he's trying to make me sound like a person that's aggressive and assaultive and was basically trying to hurt somebody, which is my mother, my kid's mother with my daughter in the house, you know. And I can't really defend myself to the fullest because I have no witnesses here. You know what I mean? I'm in Brownie Union right now. And I don't know, basically, I'd say it's all false.
All right, Mr. Barrera. So, based on your admission and allegation number one, and based on the Department of Corrections information along with the warrant information, along with information from the parole officer on allegation number two, I move to find that Mr. Barrera was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Barrera, we're going to move into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or suspend your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information again from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders. Then we're going to be coming back to you to get any information or any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Sanders.
Mr. Barrera was released on 3-3 of 2017 with a date of arrest of 9-7 of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on the aforementioned charges of aggravated assault and domestic violence, bound and restricted. Back in DOC custody on 9-18 of 17, with a current CSED of 12-3 of 2017 with no time time reflected. His current conviction in 2014 is a promoted prison contraband receiving 1 year. Prior convictions in 2011, a theft receiving 1 year. Also in 2011, a burglary second degree receiving 3.5 years. And on that same incident, misconduct involving weapons receiving 5 years. It's his second term in DOC. CUIR scores of 5.5, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 1. He is a self-admitted member of the West Side 27th Avenue Phoenix Arrows criminal street gang. Has no prior terms of supervision, has a significant disciplinary history with drugs and violence noted, specific staff assault. Other arrest information, 2008 a burglary first degree, Arizona juvenile probation, 2008 theft of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation, and the aforementioned 9-7-17 aggravated assault. The charges are still pending, and a note from the parole office dated October 23rd, 2017 at 09:22 a.m. A check with the court is the charges, the aforementioned charges are pending with the county court, and it is charges have been filed in this pending court.
Okay.
For charges pending for?
No, it says the charges are pending in court, sir.
For the aggravated assault?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, sir. I see when you were released to stay at TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt Street halfway house. And then on March 16th, you were moved to stay with your uncle at 3068 North 89th Avenue, and this was your last approved address. Is that right, sir?
That's right.
Okay. So you worked at Desert Classic Landscaping. Were you still working there, or were you working at the Air Duct Products?
Both.
You were doing both of those jobs, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were assigned the random test color Lime. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And it says on May 15th, you failed to submit a urine specimen for testing and tests. You tested negative on 7 occasions between March 14th through August 29th, sir. You had all those negatives, so what was going on, sir? Well, you didn't relapse, did you?
No. Like me, I don't do drugs, I don't drink, I don't do anything, you know? The thing is, I'm telling you, I'm trying to support my kid and her mom, and me and her mom are not together. There is nothing there, and when a female tries to come at you like you're still together or something, there's going to be an argument. You know, there's an argument of stupidity, basically. It's just a simple argument because, I don't know, she doesn't want me to be with other females, or she doesn't want me to go and have fun, or whatever it is, but I never even had time to do anything but work and see my daughter. So I'm not an aggressive person, you know what I mean? Maybe people may think I'm aggressive because I like how you just read my records and my files, because I've been in prison, and when you're in prison, you can't, I don't know how to put it, but people are going to view us as one thing, they profile us as individuals, And like me, I was doing good out there. I wasn't doing drugs. I don't do no drugs at all. If anything, I smoke marijuana, but I'm not smoking marijuana because I'm on colors. And I use that as a method to calm down. And my PO would tell me, get your marijuana card because it's on file. It will help me. But I didn't want to because I'd rather just get this parole over with. I got 2 months of parole left. 2 months, and I'll be off. No worries. Don't have to go drop UA. Don't have to go see my PO at a drop of a call when I could get fired or I have to do this. The only reason I didn't drop that one time is because I couldn't make it to work. I mean, to go UA because I forgot my ID, and by the time I got off of work, I have to go all the way home and then all the way back, and it would be closed. So I told my PO, he told me to go UA the next day, which I did. I never dropped 30. I never missed a visit, anything like that.
Okay, sir. Okay, well, it doesn't say that you had a pot, it's just that you failed to, you didn't do one of them, sir. So, Mr. Barrera, do you understand that regardless to what happens with this court action that is pending on the aggravated assault, that the way the rules are set up with the parole officer, that if you were released on and put back on community supervision, that you would not be able to have any contact with your ex-wife if she's listed as a victim, and she is? Do you understand?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I'm in the process of filing for child support on my own behalf to get myself, that way I don't have to deal with her. I would rather pay money just to have her away from me and have the courts involved in to see my own kid. Mm. That way there's nothing like that. I'm fine with not seeing her or even if it's breaking the law. I'm not nowhere near trying to rekindle any relationships or trying to apologize or anything like that, because there's no need for any of that. So yeah, I fully understand that.
All right, sir. I'm going to see if my colleague, Mr. Neal, has anything additional. Then Ms. Neal has no additional information, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. However, prior to going into discussion, sir, I want to give the opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to say to the board.
Well, what I would want to know is that summary the police report in itself, or is it just an offhand written report of somebody that read the report?
Sir, I believe it's going to be a summary of the parole officer reading the police report.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, that's all I really need to know.
All right, sir. The board's going to go in discussion. Just stay on the line, sir, but just remain silent while the board's in discussion. Okay?
Okay.
Has a pending charge of aggravated assault. He said he has 2 months, but he actually has 33 days left before he's going to be released. He won't be on any parole. He won't have to report to a parole officer. I think that Mr. Barrera would be better to just to go ahead and complete these 33 days that he has left. When he get out, he'll be free, and hopefully he doesn't become involved with a negative impact on law enforcement or have to come back to prison or back before this board again. It seems to be a hard-working young man only trying to take care of his daughter and do what he needs to do in that aspect. So therefore, I am going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Barrera found that he was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions, supervision, and has lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company as a result of his assaultive behavior.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Barrera?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you got 33 days left before you will be released, and at that time you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You won't have to report, sir. You'll be free to go ahead and get your life together. And hopefully that the time that you had left, sir, that you'll take that time and put together a plan so you can be successful and be a model productive citizen once you get out, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. You will be released on December 3rd of 2017, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing today.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Apparently they did get the waiver form in the office.
Okay.
I haven't received it yet, but there was a problem with it and they need to reserve it. So they're expediting that resurface to get that waiver, so we could have that waiver hearing.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and conduct it before we leave. We have one more, we're gonna go, we have one more that we have to do. Hello? Said it was at Meadows, but.
Yep.
That's Emilio Cook. All right, so I'm gonna have to call over there.
To reach Meadows Unit, press 4. To reach Meadows Unit, press 3. To reach Programs, press 4. To reach Main Control, press 5. Wait while I transfer your call.
Meadows Unit Administration, Lynn, speaking. I'm up, sir, ma'am.
Hi, this is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. How are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good, sir. How are you?
We're doing great, sir. We're supposed to conduct a hearing there, and we're trying to locate the CO3 that's going to be assisting us with that hearing, sir. Could you possibly help us get to the right place?
Yeah, let me get you in touch with the CO4 just a moment.
Okay.
I'll transfer you now, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, you have reached Arizona State Prison Complex Finance.
You have reached Meadows Unit. To reach Visitation, press 1. To reach Administration, press 3. To reach Programs, press 4. To reach Main Control, press 5. You have reached Meadows Unit. To reach Visitation, press 1. To reach Administration, press 3. To reach Programs, press 4. Wait while I transfer your call.
Hi, this is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. And we're to conduct a revocation hearing there today. We're trying to locate the CO3 who may be able to assist us with that. Could you help us get to the right place?
Who's the CO3?
We have no idea who it is, miss.
Hold on one second. Hold on, I'm going to talk to you. CO4. Maybe she'll be able to help you.
I think they tried it. We just got connected to a CO4 McCullen, but she didn't answer the, they didn't answer the line.
Okay, hold on.
Can you get a hold to her on the radio?
Hold on, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second.
Alrighty, thank you.
She knew we owned that music. I heard him push all the buttons, but I don't know if I knew it wasn't, but it sounded like a bomb.
Hi, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We're supposed to hold a revocation here or there for an inmate. Could you assist us with getting to the right location?
Sure. I believe that's that Cook unit. They're leading the staff over there with the inmate.
At the Cook unit?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Hold on one moment. Let me...
Sure.
Okay, we do have them over at Cook on the video conference. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. All right. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And what is your name, sir?
Franklin J. Cameron.
Okay, sir. For the record, sir, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us, please?
Franklin James Dameron, DOC numbers 22-1801.
Okay, Mr. Dameron, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. Sir, we've been authorized by our board chair, Dr. C.T. White, to have a two-panel member for the purpose of holding revocation hearings today. We have the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your panel chair. And if you look at your screen, sir, now you'll see Mr. Sanders. Mr. Sanders is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Dameron, prior to your hearing today, sir, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf of obtaining a licensed attorney at your own expense. Sir, did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Dameron. At this time, I'm going to swear you in along with the parole officer, Mr. Sanders, but if you just hold on one moment, please.
Say again, sir, please.
I'm going to swear you in. Okay, do you solemnly
swear?
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Dameron, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read those allegations to you, sir. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, the first allegation states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about July 28, 2016 per the task individual testing compliance summary dated September 14, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
As false. I didn't go and do the test.
Okay, sir, your next allegation states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 13-8, by as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from viewing, purchasing, possessing any pornography, sexual stimulating material products, or entering into an adult establishment of any kind on or about September 11, 2017. So is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Yes, sir.
The parole officer would like to be called so they can participate in this hearing.
Okay, and who's the parole officer?
Mr. David Boo.
David?
Vu, V-U.
Okay.
And right now they can be reached at 602-448-9185.
Okay, Mr. Dameron, I'm going to ask you to just remain. Your parole officer, Mr. Vu, wants to participate in the hearing today, so I'm going to try to reach him on the phone, sir.
All right.
This is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. How are you doing this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing great. I understand you want to participate in the hearing for Mr. Franklin Demmerer.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're in the process of conducting that hearing right now. If you would just stay on the line, sir. I also have to swear you in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so
I do.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Demmerer, we're going to go ahead and continue with your hearing. Since you said that allegation number one is false, we're going to get some additional information from Mr. Oz, from Mr. Sanders.
Sure. On 7-6-2016, during the offender's initial intake, the offender was placed on task color of the day program. He was assigned the color line. On 7-6-2016, the offender acknowledged and agreed to abide by these directives. On 7-28-2016, per the task compliance summary, his color of line was announced. On 7-28-17, the offender failed to submit a urine specimen. That task, per the task individual compliance testing summary dated 9-14 of 2017.
Okay. All right, Mr. Dameron, what's false about that?
I called my cousin. I had my family was with me, my dad was. I called with the colors, and he never popped up.
Okay, so you missed the colors or you had some miscommunication?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, but either way, you didn't do the testing on that date. Is that right?
Yeah, they never popped up. I might have miscommunicated.
Okay.
But I never heard my color.
All righty, sir. So based on the information from the Department of Correction as well as the information on the warrant, along with talking with Mr. Dameron, I'm going to find that as far as allegation number one goes, that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. As far as allegation number two goes, based on the admission of Mr. Dameron, I move to find that he was delinquent and he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Dameron, we're going to go into phase two of your hand, sir. During phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. First, we'll hear some information coming from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders, sir. Then after that, we'll be coming to you, Mr. Dameron, to get any additional information that you may have to put in. Then we'll also will be going to Officer Vu, the parole officer, with any additional information from Officer Vu. Mr. Sanders?
Yes, Mr. Dameron was released on 7-6 of 2017 with a date of arrest of 9-11 of 2017 by ADC staff. No new charges. He was back in DOC custody on 9-11 of 17 with a current CSED of 1-6 of 2019. Zero absconding days reflected. His current conviction in 2007, molestation of a child receiving 11 years. No prior convictions since first term in DOC. CUIR score is a 3-3, mental health score of a 3, substance abuse score shows a negative. It does not reflect one. No STG affiliation noted, prior terms of supervision were none. Disciplinary violations were moderate with drugs noted. Other arrest information, 2006, disorderly conduct, Arizona, adjudicated delinquent. Later in 2006, molestation of a child, Arizona. that was this disposition on the conviction. Has a G1, B1 score, is a level 3 sex offender, registrable, notifiable, and SVP reviewable. DCAC cited in the court documents.
Okay. Mr. Dameron, I see that when you were released, originally you were released without an approved resident, then you were able to gain residence at New Windsor, located at 546 West Adams Street, number 112. Is that where you were staying at the time this occurred, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So it also said, were you working at the time or you weren't working?
I was getting ready to start work.
Where were you going to start working at, sir?
My dad's mechanic shop.
Okay. Okay, so it does say that you were put on the Task Cutter of the Day program for random drug testing. It says that on July 28th, you failed to submit, or on July 31st, you submitted a sample at Task as directed by Officer Dune. The results were negative and normal with no discrepancy. Had the same results of negative on August 29th. And then on September 11th, sir, you also submitted, and the results were negative at that time with no discrepancy, sir. It says that on September 11th that the officer went out to your approved residence located at 546 West Adams, number 112, and was able to conduct a field visit. Upon entering the room, the officer noticed you had a bit, you were a bit startled and was on the phone deleting a few sites that you were just on. They took possession of your cell phone, sir, and noticed in the history was a drastic history of pornography, website materials that the offender was not allowed to have. While questioning you, sir, regarding the information, you first denied that you were looking at any of these sites and that you lend your phone out to other people. While asked if the offender had any other unapproved items in his room, he showed the officers a rated R movie, Cheerleaders and Comedy. It's a spinoff, Bring It On and American Pie. The officer took possession of the phone and other investigative and advised offender to report to the parole office on September 12th for a staffing and to retrieve his phone. You stated you understood the officer was conducting the history of each of the offender's cell phone, and this officer noticed the offender was searching a website that included Cute Teens Redhead, PornPix.com, HotNakedGirls.com, HotByGas.com, Teen in Panties, Busty Teen Porn, Blonde Teen with Pork, BoozeDumplings.com, Jeanette School Girls, 13-year-old Girls Naked, Young Girls Naked, Hot New Girls, and MeatTart.com. It says that you were looking for gymnastics programs in the Valley called Arizona Prestige Gymnastics that cleared, that cater to minors at least 4 years old and older. Your current case involves a 5-year-old. After staffing with the supervisor, the decision was made to return you to DOC. It says that they actually pulled your GPS points and contacted you outside of the Kmart store located on the northwest corner of I-17 and Northern. The defendant was taken into custody on a technical warrant violation. You were transported back to prison there. So, sir, you know you weren't supposed to be looking at these sites. What was the issue with that?
I let a person use the phone beforehand, but I was looking. I looked them up because they were on the phone. They popped up a couple times on my phone when I had my phone as connected to that, and it popped up, and I clicked on them. You know, I mean, yeah, that's my bad. I shouldn't even click on them.
What about the one with the gymnastics site?
I didn't even know that one was even on there.
So you didn't know that was on the phone, and someone else used your phone and used it to check these other websites.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I didn't even know that was on there.
All right, sir. I'm going to see if my colleague has any questions, sir. My colleague has no questions. Mr. Dameron, we're going to go into discussion. But prior to going into discussion, sir, I want to see if there's any additional information that you'd like to tell the board. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Officer Butte?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything that you, any comments that you would like to make, sir?
Good evening, sir. Warren, speech with us, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mr. Dimmer, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board?
All I'd like to say is, you know, I'd like to be able to get out and be with my family and finish up the year on parole and do what I got to do. If I can, if not, I understand. I mean, I bless you guys.
All right.
And I mean, my family wrote letters on my behalf.
Okay, sir, the board's going to go into discussion at this time. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Dimmer, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. I will remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
All right.
Okay, the board's now into discussion. It appears that Mr. Dimmer, it looks like he probably wasn't doing any drugs at the time. He did fail to submit a urine test, but he was tested after that, and his tests all came back negative. However, it's kind of disturbing that Mr. Dimmer did go visit or had these websites that were actually on his phone, in which he states that he didn't put them on his phone, and he just so happened to have those sites on his phone because he let someone else use his phone. As a result of it, they put those websites on his phone, and he just happened to be looking at those websites while they were on his phone. When I asked him about the gymnastics site, he said he didn't even know that was on his phone. I think that based on all of that information, I don't think Mr. Dimmer is suitable for community supervision at this time.
I agree.
Therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Dimmer. Violated was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or accompanied by the use and viewing of the pornography sites that he had listed on his phone.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Dimmer, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on January 6th of 2019, sir. I want to thank you for participating in the hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing. Thank you for participating, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Officer Boone, thank you so much, sir. I'm going to terminate the conversation at this time, and that's going to end this hearing unless you have something else you want to say.
I do not, sir. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. Mr. Dimmer, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
All right.
All right, thank you.